Time now for sports. The NCAA men's tourney is down now to the Elite Eight, and if you live in the greater Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, Research Triangle, Metroplex, and Baseball Mecca, you probably didn't stay up late to watch David Letterman last night because all three local teams were on court. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. How's your bracket looking? Mine's a mess.
Mine's just, I can't begin to chart it. Listen, those Carolina teams first. Duke lost to Michigan State 78-68. They look tired, the Blue Demons.
Yeah. Duke looked exposed. They were down. They're down to really only three players. They're just thin. I think people are realizing they did well to get this far, actually. You know, you have high standards for Duke, and it's hard to say that about them. Mm. But this was one time when they were overmatched. North Carolina, that's the only one of my final four picks that's still left.
Same with me, and they just won by a single point over Villanova.
Boy. All due respect to Villanova, but when you've got them up, down by 10 points with 3 minutes to go, you shouldn't win by one, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a tough way to keep your bracket alive. I look for them to have an easier time against Wisconsin on Sunday. You know, the long shots are still with us, Scott. You got a fifth seed Michigan State, mm-hmm. a sixth seed Wisconsin, Virginia, West Virginia, number seven, first time this far since Jerry West was playing for them. So, you know, form could still take a real beating here.
Mm. Wisconsin that plays the Tar Heels on Sunday defeated NC State last night, we should say, 65-56. Who should we jinx in the finals?
Well, yeah, it looks to me as if you really, you know, the one team that's really going to go there is Louisville. They just look terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I like North Carolina to go there. I think the Michigan State-Kentucky game looks really tight.
Kentucky.
And, Scott, I still don't think Illinois is going to make it when they play Arizona.
they keep winning, Ron, don't
and
they?
All I can say is they haven't played a single-digit seed yet. So we'll see. We'll see if they can stop Malik Stoudemire. But look for another Bill Murray sighting, Scott. That's what passes for star power out here.
Yeah. Pat Summitt, head coach of the University of Tennessee Lady Volunteers, passed a remarkable milestone this week, 880 victories, which surpasses the legendary Dean Smith, coach of North Carolina. She's had an extraordinary career over 30 years. 30 years. What makes her a great coach?
Well, I just think it's the consistency and it's the making her players believe. You know, Scott, Pat Summitt brought her team to Chicago a season or two back, and I realized for all I'd read and written about her, I'd never met her. So here we are standing on the sideline at the Illinois-Chicago gym mm-hmm. talking, and I'm thinking, you don't get a chance to meet somebody who was president of the creation very often, do you? Who went through all the bad times and nobody really cared, and help bring women's basketball to its prominence. She's really, I think, you know, knowing Dean Smith, even though she, you know, broke his record, that he would have been the first one saying, way to go.
Yeah. You think she ever is going to coach an NBA team? Every now and then that rumor pops up.
I don't think so. I think she's very happy where she is. I think she likes the speculation about it. Mm-hmm. I think it raises the level of women's basketball even to be considered. But she's got things her own way in Tennessee. I don't see her leaving there.
Got to ask you about Barry Bonds. Do you
sure,
think?
Well.
Yeah. Look, it might be the one chance we get to talk about him all year. Do you think we're ever going to see him play another game of professional baseball?
I just think it was the frustration talking. You know, the Giants trainer said he'll be back. Barry Bonds, for all, I think he feeds on this. All this negativity and all the problems that he has. I think he likes to show people. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be back, and I think he's going to catch Hank Aaron at some point, if not this season, then next. You could lose a lot of money betting against Barry Bonds.
But the whole specter that Mr. Bonds might surpass Mr. Aaron's home run record, and Henry Aaron is, it doesn't sound to me like a man who wants to be sitting there in the stands to shake his hand. He's been pretty brutal about saying, look, this is a guy who is, they all, as he says, have cheated.
Well, but the last thing I saw Hank Aaron say was that he thought that, you know, that he was rooting for Bonds, is that he thought it was good for baseball. This is something that has to play itself out, and it may not be pretty, but I think Bonds is going to be there for us to take our shots at for a while to come yet.
Ron Rappaport, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.